In 2016, Billy McFarland had a pitch. Not a product, not a team, not a single dollar in revenue. Just a pitch. He called it the Fyre Festival. A luxury music experience on a private island in the Bahamas. Models on yachts. Private jets. Gourmet food. The kind of weekend that made you feel like you'd arrived. He paid Kendall Jenner $275,000 for a single Instagram post, Bella Hadid, Emily Ratajkowski. The orange tile dropped like a neon flare across every phone screen in America, and within hours, the tickets were selling. Day passes for $500. VIP packages, airfare, villa, everything for $12,000. There was one problem. The island wasn't ready. The villas didn't exist. The food vendors hadn't been paid. The bands started pulling out weeks before the event. McFarland knew. He went ahead anyway. On April 28, 2017, roughly 5,000 people landed in the Bahamas expecting paradise. They found disaster relief tents, wet mattresses on dirt floors, one portable toilet for every 200 yards of beach, and dinner. The gourmet dinner they'd paid thousands for was a cheese sandwich in a foam container. Photos hit Twitter within minutes. The festival collapsed in hours. Flights were grounded. Attendees slept on the runway. The whole thing unraveled on livestream. Within days, 8 class action lawsuits landed. Within weeks, federal agents were involved. Here's the part McFarland never explained on those Instagram videos. Fyre Media had done roughly $60,000 in total business. He'd told investors the company was worth $90 million. He'd raised over $26 million on forged documents and fake financial statements. In June 2017, he was arrested. In March 2018, he pleaded guilty to 2 counts of wire fraud. That October, a federal judge sentenced him to 6 years in prison. He was released in 2022. He still owes millions to investors and vendors. 5,000 people paid for the dream he sold them. Most never got their money back. The cheese sandwich cost $12,000. Billy McFarland cost them a lot more.